just put this here and... Oh my goodness, darling, you're awake. Oh, you're always so precious when you first wake up. I've always cherished watching you sleep. Oh, love, please calm down. Stop trying to resist. Stop screaming. You're not helping anything. You're stressing me out. Stop moving. Just sit still. You're going to hurt yourself. You're not getting out of those restraints. They will break your arms before you break them. And I don't want to hurt you, honey. I want to help you. Heal you. It's me. Relax. Relax. Don't you recognize your loving wife? No. Okay. Don't say that. Don't fucking say that to me. Here, hold on. Let me put it back in. There. I'm sorry, honey. I really don't mean to get you. But I just need to explain some things. And you really, really were distracting me with your horrible words. Look, I know this is weird. I never thought I would have to do this. I thought you loved me. No, I know you love me. I know. You're just too confused, silly boy. You just got your head all mixed up and tried to break up with me. At first, that crushed my soul, ripped apart my life, killed me inside. Because you're all that I want. The two of us together is all that I am. You are the very essence of my life. And it didn't make any sense that you would want to break up with me. That's absolutely wrong and impossible. Because we were so perfect for each other. We are 100% comfortable in every way. That's what our friends always said. We're the perfect couple. And you're my dream boyfriend. And I know I am your dream girlfriend. You said so, didn't you? Didn't I make you say so like 70 times? We were a match made in heaven. Everything about you was just what I wanted. And everything about me fulfilled your every desire. Even if you were stupid enough to try and let me go. But I won't go. I won't let you make that mistake. Because I love you. And lovers help each other heal from their mistakes. I'm here for you. I'm going to take care of you while you're sick and delusional. How could you even thought about breaking up with me? Who put that fucking stupid thought in your brain? Was it your sister? God, I know she doesn't like me. She thinks I'm weird and cringy and uptight, that stupid bitch. She's poisoning you against me. That jealous little whore. She simply cannot understand pure love like ours. And everything we do for each other is romantic and wonderful. I'm going to deal with her. I'll set her straight. She probably put you up to this, didn't she? She saw that you were weak and tried to prey upon your insecurities, turned you against me. But she won't. She can't. She doesn't know how much we love each other. After all, I made sure you said you loved me every night. You always said you loved me. So I mean... I was so confused that it could possibly occur to you to break up with me. Your dream girlfriend. Your perfect loving wife. But then, I realized that you did love me. Mistake again. You did love me. You were just scared. The fact that we were so perfect together ignited your trust issues from those earlier bitch ex-girlfriends who hurt you. And you were scared, didn't you? That's why you said all those awful things to me. It was just so scared that I was going to turn on you and hurt you like those other bitches. So you had a meltdown. You made some mistakes. Really bad mistakes that hurt me. And wish I'll make sure you never make again. But it was all that pain talking, not you. So I don't blame you. It's okay, honey. I forgive you. You didn't mean it. You do love me, and you do want us to be together forever. But you were worried about taking that last step because you thought I would reject you. I mean, I was wondering why you wouldn't propose to me. I kept waiting for your proposal. And frankly, it was getting so embarrassing meeting up with friends and having to pretend you were only a boyfriend and not my future husband. Most of them are married now, but not me. It's not fair. But it's okay. We're going to be married now. We're going to be together forever. You should know, I would never leave you, honey. I will never leave you as long as you live. I promise. You don't have to be scared. I can see it in your lovely eyes how scared you are right now. But I'm going to prove to you right here, right now, that I'm committed to our relationship by getting pregnant. We're going to have a child. That will fix everything. Then you'll have to stay with me and raise our child. You won't have a choice anymore about staying or leaving. You'll simply have to get married to me and raise our child. Our children. We're going to make so many babies. We're going to be a perfect family. I've already have all the names picked out. 3 girls and 2 boys. Dream, Angel, Victoria, Victor, and little boy Success. Victoria and Victor are going to be twins. This first baby we're going to make tonight is going to be Dream. Because this night is such a dream come true. So it's so fitting, so poetic. Remember when you said you liked my poetry? Well, I wrote whole books of it, and I'm going to read it to you every single night until you fall asleep. And I'm sure you'll want all the sleep you can get. You'll be so exhausted from pumping your seed into my fertile womb every night. Oh, once we have a baby, it's going to fix everything. Then you will know I love you. And you will love me. And we will get married. It's going to be everything we have a dream of, including a little baby Dream. Oh, I'm so happy I could cry. I think I'm going to cry. Let me get your penis out so I can lube it with my tears of joy. Let's unzip those jeans. Oh, there he is. I missed your precious penis. Your dick is perfectly suited to fit into my mouth and my vagina. That's how we know God made us to be married and have tons of babies. Oh, your dick is so delicious. It's exactly how I remember it. I got so scared when you had your little mental breakdown and thought you wanted to break up with me. Because I just knew there was no penis more delectable in the whole world than yours. Don't you feel the same way about my mouth? What would you have done if I had actually taken you seriously and brought you break up with me? No one would have sucked your dick like I do. You would never come again. You would be just as heartbroken as you were with those stupid bitch exes. But you don't have to worry about them. I already took care of them when we started dating. Just like I'll take care of that stupid slut sister of yours. It must have been her who put the idea of breaking up with me in your head. I know, you never would have thought about it yourself. You love me too much, don't you? Say you love me. Say you loved me. Hey, you idiot. Say you fucking love me. Oh, wait. That's right, I've got you. Sorry, I almost got angry there. I'm sure you're moaning how much you love me behind your gag. Oh, I can't wait anymore. I need your dick inside me. You're going to give me a baby. Then we're going to be together forever. I know Julia's boyfriend was going to leave her, but then she got pregnant, and now they have been happily married for 3 years. Isn't that wonderful? Babies are natural ways of ensuring that idiot boyfriends finally get their acts together and become loving husbands. Once we have a baby, you will know our relationship is serious and committed, and you will never even dream of leaving me again. Dream. See? The baby's name keeps coming up. It's just meant to be. Let me just slide this inside and... Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so incredible. Oh, sweet and loving God. Thank you for making this penis a perfect match for my tight, juicy pussy. Don't you feel so good? I bet you can't breathe. It's so good. But you can't breathe, right? The gag's not choking you. Oh, yeah. You're good. You're fine. Oh my God, you're so good. Your dick is so good. What would you have done without this pussy riding you every single night? You stay awake every night with a huge erection, whimpering into a sad little slur of wasted cum because you mistakenly broke up with your amazing angel wife. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Angel is my second baby. We're still making dream come true. Are you so glad I saw through your ruse of pretending to want to break up with me? Oh fuck, you're pounding me so hard. Oh my God, this is the best fuck we've ever had. It must be, this is a wedding night. Oh, I promise to hold you now and forever through sickness and health. And you were so sick to even think about jumping me. But I will nurse you. Oh yeah, oh fuck. I will nurse you. Suck on my titty. We have to get the milk flowing into my breast so that I'll be ready for our baby. Does it, honey? Suck my titties and fuck me full of cum. I need your cum. Oh, oh. I love you. I love you so much. We're going to be together forever. I'm your wife now. Yes, yes, yes. Your wife. Your wife. I'm going to be pregnant with our daughter dream. Come on, darling. Come with me. Shoot your load. Don't try to resist. It's okay. This is what has had to happen to make sure our love lasts forever. You're so fucking hard. You want to come so badly, don't you? Do it. Do it. Come with me. Come on. Come on. Come in, your loving wife. I deserve it. You have to come with me because you're from my precious husband, my dear loving husband. Yes, 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 yes. I'm going to come to. Oh my God, we're going to come together. Like husband and wife. We're perfect for each other. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Oh my God, you're coming. I'm coming. Oh my God, I'm coming. We're sharing matrimonial flats. Oh. I love you. Yes, I can only feel pregnant. You came so much into me. There's no way I'm not pregnant now. I love your husband. And now that we have a baby, you can't even think about leaving me. Now, we're committed to each other forever and ever. And never. Now, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about planning the wedding. I already have it all planned out. Every little detail. I already sent out the invitations. And I already planned our house, our job, the friends we're going to have, or schools we're going to send our children to. Everything. I've even started planning for our retirement. We're going to be the happiest couple to have ever lived. All of my friends are going to be so jealous of us. We're going to be picture perfect. We'll have the best Instagram and Facebook. Everyone will see us on their timelines living our best lives. And they will be so depressed that they aren't as happily married as we are. Oh, I love you so much. Get some sleep, my darling husband. You have to be ready in a few hours to come again. I need at least a dozen loads in me before I can even think about uncurving you. Just relax. And focus on how much you love me. I will take care of everything. Especially your hollered sister.